ایمان.
Thank you for tuning in. This has been No More Tears of Sorrow radio program, brought to you by Greater Missions Faith Assembly. Every Thursday from 17 hours to 17:55. Be sure to tune in again next time. God bless you.
Up next, News Bulletin.
Our mission is the proclamation of God's great love and salvation to this generation, shining the light of His love across the city and beyond. This is One Love Radio, inspiring, life-changing radio.
From the heart of Lusaka to the rest of the world, this is the One Love Radio News.
Thank you for joining us for the news on One Love Radio. To present it, Alex Sianga. The headlines. Government criticized calls for President Hakainde Hichilema to resign. Fawesa empowers 200 youths to undertake STEM courses in TVET. And in international news, Nigerian political heavyweights join hands. Sports news, Chipolopolo midfielder Kelvin Kabamba yet to receive a formal deal ahead of the 2025-2026 season. Now the news in detail. Government has criticized calls from the opposition and other stakeholders urging President Hakainde Hichilema to resign as President of Zambia, among allegations of misuse of power in matter regarding to proposed Constitution Amendments Bill 7. Speaking during a press briefing, Minister of Information and Media, Gonerous Mwetwa, says the government did not break any law or statute when coming up with Bill 7 or during the process. Mr. Mwetwa says those calling for resignation or impeachment of the president have no basis to do so, merely politicking.
The president of the Republic of Zambia, Mr. Hakainde Hichilema, called for the 12th meeting in the year 2025 on Wednesday, 2nd July, at State House to mainly deliberate on legislative and policy matters. Cabinet approved the following. 1. Deployment of security personnel to areas infiltrated with illegal mining activities. Cabinet approved the deployment of defense and security personnel to counter illegal mining activities, where illegal mining of gold and other mineral commodities has been identified across the nation.
Meanwhile, Mr. Mwetwa says those calling on the government to abandon or discard the proposed Constitution Amendment Bill 7 should understand that the government will not do so, but will resume the process after consultations are done.
The amendment will ensure the survivors of GBV have access to a wider range of support services, including medical care, legal assistance, psychological or psychosocial support and law enforcement, including provision of more robust protection orders to prevent further violence and harassment against survivors. The Zambia Institute of Procurement and Supply Bill 2025. Cabinet approved for publication and introduction into Parliament during the current sitting. A bill entitled the Zambia Institute of Procurement and Supply Bill 2025.
Ministry of Defense Permanent Secretary Mambo Amaundu has disclosed that the Constituent Development Fund CDF committee will play a significant role in the selection of 1,092 youths to be trained under the Zambia National Service ZNS Voluntary Skills Training Program this year. Mr. Amaundu says the CDF committees work at the grassroots and they are better placed to be heavily involved in the selections of the youths who will be trained in Eastern, Kobabelt and Northern Province. Speaking to the media, Mr. Hamaundu says agriculture will be a mandatory course as the Zambian Defense Force wants to inculcate a culture of agribusiness in the youth to achieve President Hakainde Hichilema's directive for the service to contribute to 2 million metric tons of maize to the country's 10 million tons target. Mr. Hamaundu has also disclosed that the modalities on the applications process for the ZNS Franchise Skills Training Program will be announced in the due course. He says during the 6 month period, the youth will be trained on courses such as mental fabrication, electric engagement, plumbing, tourism, mining and communication technologies. The Forum for African Women Educationalists of Zambia, FAWEZA, in partnership with FAWE Africa and the MasterCard Foundation, have announced the successful selection of 200 vulnerable youths to undertake STEAM courses in TVET partner institution under the 2025 MasterCard Foundation Bursary Support Program Cohort 2. FAWEZA Executive Director Kosti Nikachele says this year's cohort includes 160 females and 40 males, among whom 11 are persons with disabilities and 15 refugees. Mr. Kanchele says the composition reflects FAWEZA's continued commitment to advancing inclusive and gender-responsive education by reaching learners from marginalized backgrounds who are often excluded from accessing and completion of tertiary education. He says this is FAWEZA's contribution towards Zambia's commitment to tertiary education as articulated through various policies documents, including the National Education Policy of 1996, Vision 2030, and the 8th National Development Plan. FAWEZA congratulated the selected participants and encourages them to embrace the opportunity with dedication and a strong sense of responsibility, as the bursary support is not only a financial investment but also a pathway to personal transformation, academic excellence and community impact.
The bursary program comes with a comprehensive support package designed to ensure student success, such as tuition fees, accommodation, meals, learning materials including books and digital tools, a monthly upkeep allowance, psychosocial support, mentorship, life skills, training through to semi-clubs, speak out, and career development support. FAWEZA recognizes that to fully empower young people, support must go beyond access. It must also include retention and successful transition into the world of work.
The government of Zambia says the economy of Luangwa district, which largely depends on fishing, has been disrupted due to the reduction of fish stocks in the area, which has been impacted by climate stress. Speaking during a press briefing, Luangwa District Commissioner Luku Chikani noted that the rising climate-related difficulties and emphasized the pressing need for resilience as extreme weather events intensified. This came to light during the post-climate justice Indaba organized by the CGC project under the Center for Environment Justice in Luangwa District, Lusaka Province. Mr. Chikani explained that the development challenges had changed significantly over the past few years, noting that the economy had shifted extremely due to climate condition.
The economy of Luangwa was not the way it is today. You agree with me that because of climate change, we've lost the major part of our income, which was the trading in fish. No fish, no economy. So we need to be resilient. The district has been hit by a series of climate extremes, including droughts and flash floods.
Meanwhile, Center for Environment Justice, CJC, Project Coordinator Gabriel Mukuka described the meeting as a follow-up to January's Indaba and explained that it aimed to strengthen community engagement in climate resilience work. Engineer Mukuka says the focus was on improving project delivery and ensuring inclusive participation.
The Jamukambati corridor, animal corridor, is no longer working. Animals are going everywhere. This is not a figure of one room. As I'm talking today, they are there.
Still in local news, the Lusaka City Council has empowered a total of 394 cooperatives and clubs in Chawama constituents with the Constituents Development Fund CDF grant since 2022. In a statement, LCC Assistant Public Relations Manager Nyambe Buluma says the funding aimed to provide critical step-up and expansion capital for local small-scale businesses, contributing to job creation.